In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Gospel of today contains two parables, and the second one is an important part of the religious formation program called the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd, which introduces very young children into the mysteries of our faith by presenting them directly with stories of the Bible and the sacred liturgy. St. Augustine said that to understand a parable, we have to listen to it, we have to read it at least 40 times. And when you see a young child presented with this parable, their delight in it explains what St. Augustine means. We all know that young children quite enjoy hearing the same story over and over again. They all have their favorite books that they make you read at least 6 times before going to bed. And that childlike delight in hearing the same story over and over again shows us the kind of attitude that we should have when we hear these parables. These simple stories always contain a great surprise, a twist ending, that sometimes because we've heard them but not really listened to them, we can miss. Because on one level, what is more natural than a seed growing into a shrub? We've all seen this before. And yet, if we think about it, there is really nothing more surprising that this tiny seed, the mustard seed, the smallest of all the seeds, should have within itself the power to develop into something totally unlike what it is remarkable. Even with all the advances that scientists have made, there's no biologist who has been able to design something like a seed. They can certainly modify already existing organisms, but to write into something a plan so that it becomes something totally unlike what it is beyond merely human creativity. It takes the creativity of an all-knowing, all-powerful God to be able to do something like that. And so it is with our faith. Again and again throughout history, God chooses those who in the eyes of the world are small or insignificant, and makes them the channels of his grace. The Old Testament is full of stories like that. Remember, King David was the youngest and most insignificant of his brothers. Jeremiah was a teenager when he was called to be a prophet. Think of Our Lady, a young Jewish girl in a small provincial town, chosen out of all the women in history to be the mother of God. As she herself said, God raises up the lowly, he sends away the rich, and he fills the hungry with good things. I believe the reason God delights to act in this way is because when he chooses those who, in the eyes of the world, are insignificant, we see that it is really God who is acting. It is not because of their natural gifts or talents that they're able to achieve great things, but because of the grace of Almighty God, his free decision to make use of them. And this is the way God acts today. It is not just a story from Bible times. In this month of June, which is dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we can think about St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, who received in the 17th century visions of the Sacred Heart. She was a nun who had a very limited education, who was suffering from poor health, and yet she received from our Lord a message, the revelation of his Sacred Heart. And she also received the duty to spread that message of his love. He said to her, Behold my heart, which loves people so much, and yet in return is loved so little. Part of the message that St. Margaret Mary had was that the nation of France should be consecrated to the Sacred Heart. She wrote to the king of the time, Louis XIV, and he ignored her. And the kings of France kept ignoring this request, that the country of France be consecrated to the Sacred Heart, until the French Revolution was practically in the midst of things, disrupting everything. And it was from prison that Louis XVI consecrated France to the Sacred Heart. France suffered a lot. The faith was nearly extinguished there. The cathedrals and churches of France were left empty, and a pagan religion was tried by the leaders of the revolution. They tried to establish pagan worship in the churches. But eventually, through much prayer and sacrifice by the Catholics of France, things changed. Until towards nearly 100 years after the revolution, a great plan was decided upon to build a church to the Sacred Heart right in the center of Paris. This is the beautiful Church of Sacré-Cœur that you'll see in France, right in the heart of the most secular of cities at the time, was the plan to raise up this huge church dedicated to the Sacred Heart. And the parable of the mustard seeds continues, because large donations were offered towards building this church, and the Archbishop of Paris kept sending them back. He said, "I want everyone to have the chance to participate in building this church. It is going to be the church built by faith like mustard seeds." And so many of the bricks there, which were purchased for a few francs, were bought individually by people all throughout France, ordinary, humble people who might never get a chance to go to that church and to pray there, but who nevertheless were involved in building it. My friends, if you go to Paris today, you will find in this church perpetual adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, that small human heart which beat with such great love for you and I, is still honored and adored in this church, day and night. So, my friends, it's been a long history lesson, but history doesn't end with stories. All of us are meant to have that same faith, the faith which, though small in the eyes of the world, nevertheless has the power to build churches, has the power to move mountains. As we continue with Holy Mass, let us pray that the Lord will enkindle that faith in our hearts, that we truly will have the faith of mustard seeds, which grows, which is alive, and which provides shelter for those who need it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.